Hey, listener, Steve here. Just got back from vacation, so sorry I haven't put anything up for a while. Back when I was in the Yanks, we used to deal with some of the boredom of being on the road and in the hotels by picking up a copy of the Weekly World, maybe at a truck stop or 7-Eleven or something. They always had these great headlines on the Weekly World. You've probably seen them. And when we got some good ones, Paul, the drummer, he'd cut them out and paste them on his bass drum, and pretty soon it was completely covered with Weekly World headlines. And after I moved back to Seattle, I was browsing the Weekly World one day at the Safeway on Lower Queen Anne, and this headline caught my attention. It said, "First photo of a human soul." And the story went on to tell about this miracle in the surgery room of a hospital. And so I jotted that down. That was years ago. And that always stuck with me because I thought, God, that would be a great song. But I never did anything with it until after I had a near-death experience back in 2013. So when I lived in Germany, I got really ill and had to be rushed to the hospital and went into a coma for 10 days. It was an induced coma. And all the doctors figured I was going to die and told Denise I was going to die. And so everybody was prepared for that, but I didn't. And but boy, when you know you go into an induced coma, they shoot you full of a lot of really strong drugs, and so the coming out of it is like the craziest cold turkey ever, and the hallucinations and the things that you see or imagine are unbelievable. And so I jotted a lot of these things down after I got back, and it was months till I got back home. And so I got my journal and I wrote down everything I could remember about that whole experience. And then when I moved back to Seattle and started working on these songwriting projects, I found a post-it note that had "First photo of a human soul." I do that a lot. I write a song title or a thought on a post-it note and I paste them all over in my office here. And, you know, I pick them up from time to time because there's an idea there that I can work with. So I took "First photo of a human soul" and started thinking about that near-death experience in Germany, and built the song out from there. And especially for me, the lines that were really meaningful there was the two lines in the bridge: "You can't believe what you can't see, and you can't feel what you can't touch." And I did a lot of reading about near-death experiences after that. Of course, I was curious about it. And they always talk about, I don't know if they're hallucinations or if they're real, but things that appear to you. And for sure for me, when I was there in the hospital, I'm sure it was an angel appeared to me. It manifested itself in a hospital orderly, or maybe a nurse, that at one point everybody was rushing out of the hospital, and I said to this nurse, I said, "Hey, what about me?" And he said, "Hey, well, if I were you, I'd just keep your eye on that breathing ball up there and make sure you keep it above a certain line." And I really remembered that as kind of the thing that kept me alive, making sure I concentrated on that, making sure I kept on breathing. And so that all ended up in the song, or inspiration for the song. So I'll play it for you now. "First photo of a human soul." Thanks for listening.